Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today. I'm especially glad to have you because you're my guest. If you listen often enough, you know, most Thursdays, second hour, we do this little thing called Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. I throw out a topic, and you call. So remember, this is kind of goes back and forth. I have a part, and you have a part. And I'm going to tell you the question right now. We've done it before. In fact, this was our very first question. The first time we did a Talk to Me Thursday, which was about a year ago, I was praying about what the question should be. And I was doing some reading today and it just jumped out at me. So I feel like we need to cover it again. And if you need to call anonymously, because this is a gutsy question, and I try to make all of our Talk to Me Thursday questions gutsy because I don't want any fluff. I want us to dig deep and have some rich and thoughtful conversation. Well, here it is. What are you afraid of? What's the fear that stirs you up? What are you afraid of? Phone lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. What are you afraid of? And one of the things I'm afraid of is whenever I do these Talk to Me Thursdays, I'm afraid that you're not going to call and people have to listen to me for a whole hour. So can you help me not be afraid by calling 877-933-2484. We've got three copies of Jennifer Kennedy Dean's book, Live a Praying Life Without Fear. Let Faith Tame Your Worries. This is such a fantastic book on fear. And I'll have a few quotes from the book and a few clips from my interview with Jennifer from a while back. In fact, here's a quote that I absolutely loved. And again, you listen often enough, you know fear has been an issue for me for many, many years. I'm so grateful to tell you I'm not anywhere near where I used to be. I'm amazed at the things that would normally trigger me just don't anymore. But I'd be lying if I said I'm fully delivered because I still see fear reactions. When there's certain things in me that get triggered, my elbows lock, I self-protect. I hate that, honestly. I just detest my weakness in that area, but I'm going after it, and I want you to go after it as well. Here's something Jennifer Kennedy Dean writes. I want you to have this book. I wish I had 100 copies to give away. She says, listen to this. First item of faith, God can deliver me from the situation. God can deliver me from the situation. Second item of faith, he will deliver me from the hand of my enemy. Third item of faith, even if he does not take me out of the situation, he will deliver me from the enemy's plan to use it against me. He will still be God. He will still be good. And I will still be fine. Isn't that amazing? I want you to hear that one more time. Maybe you're stuck and you're in a rock and a hard place. Well, guess what? God can deliver you from the situation. And he will deliver you from the hand of your enemy. And then, even if he does not take you out of your current situation just yet, he will deliver you from the enemy's plan to use that situation against you. The enemy is after you. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you invite God into the center of that situation, he disarms that power of the enemy, and he can deliver you from the enemy and his intent to use the situation against you. So you can declare, you can put a flag in the ground and say, he will still be God, he will still be good, and I will still be fine. I hope you even say that out loud. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Don't leave me hanging here. I want to hear from you. Bob is so gutsy. He's calling in from Bunnell, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
You're on the air.
Oh, gosh. I need to go turn my radio down then.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I went in there to do that, and she asked me, and I didn't turn it down.
That's okay.
I apologize.
No problem, Bob. You turn your radio down, and I'll tell friends. It is Talk to Me Thursday today. The question we're asking is, what are you afraid of? What's the fear that you battle? And you can call anonymously if you'd like, 877-933-2484. We've got Bob checking in from Bunnell, Florida. Hey, Bob, now are you good now?
I sure am.
Okay. What are you afraid of, Bob?
I apologize. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm 67 years old. I've been a Christian for 59 years. Mm-hmm. Known the Lord, born again, blood bought, spirit filled. But and I know better than this, so it's a weakness, but I don't like being alone. I haven't since I was a little tiny baby, and I still don't. Hmm. My first wife of 29 years passed away from cancer.
Wow.
I was paranoid. Remarried shortly thereafter to another young lady from church, another Christian girl, and we were married for 19 years. She passed away in October from cancer.
Oh, my.
Same rotten garbage. Having a hard time.
Bob.
Your God is my co-pilot. He saved me. He died for me, and I know that. But I just don't like to be alone. I hate it.
I hate it for you, Bob. You know what? You say you know better, but I want to tell you, Scripture says it's not good for man to be alone. So the Bible agrees with you, Bob, about being alone. And you think about losing two wives to cancer. Anybody would be broken over that. I am so very, very sorry. Wow.
I prayed, the last four nights I had this station on my radio all night long. Hmm. And I've been on my face on the carpet before God, just pleading with him, show me, lead me, guide me, help me. I know better. I'm a Christian, but, man, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's really tough. And I don't want to do anything stupid.
Hmm.
You know, I met a young lady. I'm going to tell on myself. I met a young lady on a Christian chat room. Believe it or not, on the Internet. But it's a Christian-sponsored, controlled chat room. So it's well-monitored and well-controlled. They don't allow any conversation to get out of hand, and they don't allow any kind of trash talk, and they don't allow anything indecent. So I met this lady, and I really became liking what she was saying and how she was ministering to other people on this chat room. So I followed her for about a week, I guess, and I finally mustered up enough courage to call her, and I called her, and then we started talking, and I said, you know what, I'd like to meet you. And this is after, I'll say, a month of talking on the telephone. And we talked a lot of hours, you know, like 9-10 hours every night. And because I didn't have to work nights, I worked days, so I could do that. So we talked for a long time. And I ended up marrying her. And she was my very best friend, a dear, sweet woman, just like my first wife. And she got that rotten jazz and died. And this time, of course, I'm 19 years older than I was the last time.
So this happened with your second wife? You met her in a Christian chat room? Is that what you're saying?
My first wife I met at church.
Okay. I have to pause here because we're coming close to a break here, Bob. So your second wife that you met online, and she's the one who died, and now you're in that grieving place.
Well, my first wife died of cancer, the same thing, same stuff. Then 19 years later, my second wife just died. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to pray for you, Bob, if I could. Can I do that?
Sure. I'd love it.
Yeah. And I want to just address again, when you say you should know better, anybody would be grieving. Anybody would hate to be alone in your situation. There's nothing about knowing better. You've got a heart that needs to heal. And so, Lord, I just pray you protect Bob in this vulnerable space, in this vulnerable season. And I pray, because you said even when we walk through the valley of the shadow, you are with us. You guard and you guide us in that place. You honor him by anointing his head with oil. You prepare a feast for him in the presence of his enemy. So take what the enemy has meant for evil and somehow, some way, turn it for good. And I pray you're the comforter, God. Comfort him in this place. Even bring some new and good friends and show him that it won't always be this way. The grief won't always feel this sharp. And I pray you'd surround him with an amazing community, Lord. And I just say thank you for loving Bob the way you do. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless
thank
you, Bob.
Thank you for praying. I appreciate it. When you said that question, I said, I'm calling in. I don't care.
Yeah.
I need to address this. It's really been bothering me, and I shouldn't be feeling like this. But you're right. I have to grieve and get through it.
You will get through it. Give yourself permission. Amen.
I'm asking God to do that for me, up to help me have the strength.
And he will, and Bob.
Whoever I come in contact with to be a testimony, a witness, and help.
Thank you.
That's why I'm here on earth, to help people. So anyhow, thank you. You have a blessed day. And I this is the first time I read your show, so I'm going to tune in. Are you on this day every day?
Yes, sir, I am.
In Tigard County?
Yep.
I'll listen to it, I promise.
Okay. Bless you, Bob. Well, we've got to pause here for a break, but Stan and Courtney, an anonymous friend from Grand Forks, we're going to take those calls on the other side of the break. So, Stan, you are next, I believe. I'm not sure, but we've got a number of people calling in. I'm looking forward to talking with you. It is Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise, where we don't book a guest because you're our special guest. And the question today is, what are you afraid of? What's stirring up fear in you? What's the fear battle that you're battling through right now? Feel free to call anonymously if you need to, 877-933-2484. And we've got three copies of Jennifer Kennedy Dean's amazing book, Live a Praying Life Without Fear. She talks about the physiological effects of fear, the brain effects of fear, spiritual implications of fear. Fantastic book. If you want to email me and tell me your fear that way, you can do that as well. Susie@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Fear's a liar. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're our special guest. We're counting on you to call. The question today is, what are you afraid of? What fear battle are you fighting right now? You can call anonymously if you need to. We've got three copies of Jennifer Kennedy Dean's great book, Live a Praying Life Without Fear. I love this book. Call in 877-933-2484. I said Stan was next, but it's Courtney. Courtney's checking in from Pelican Rapids. Stan, I think you're up next. Courtney, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for checking in. I would love to know, what fear battle are you facing right now?
That I don't miss what God has for me. I'm kind of at a crossroad for making decisions and kind of getting pulled in both directions. And I'm kind of used to where I'm at. And it's like, okay, I need to move forward. And yet at the same time, I'm thinking, I hope moving forward was the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of dealing with the fear of that.
Well, I sure understand that. And I would say, and not that you're calling for advice, but just the thing that's coming to me is, Courtney, to go with the path of peace. You know, I often say wisdom's path is peace. The peace of God is our guard and our guide, you know, and it's sort of the umpire. When peace rules in our heart, it's like peace will blow the whistle if we're stepping out of, you know, bounds, so to speak. And I'm going to pray for you. But that's such a legitimate fear that you don't want to miss what God's doing. But I say, as you spend time with him, as you listen for his voice, he's guarding and guiding you even when you're unaware. And you can trust that. And if you just say, Lord, I'm submitting my whole will, my whole story to you. Don't let me go down the wrong path. Block it. Shut every door except for yours. Then go freely and have peace and trust that he's guiding you. And how does that sound?
That sounds really good.
Well, Lord, I thank you for Courtney, and I thank you that you love her, that you go before her, you have her back, and you want to lead her in your everlasting way. So I pray, Prince of Peace, settle on her, rise up within her, and lead her in the way she should go. And we do pray, Lord, block every path that's not of you, shut every door that's not of you, but open doors no man can close, and make the path straight and smooth so she knows it, and let her hear your voice say, this is the way. Walk in it so she can walk freely and enjoy fresh pastures, that she can enjoy the warmth of the sun on her face and enjoy the journey and not worry about it so much. I just pray peace that passes understanding as she takes her next steps. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Courtney, so much. Thanks for calling. 877-933-2484. That's a toll-free call. Stan's checking in from South Dakota. Thanks for holding, Stan. You're on the air.
Yeah, first I'd like to tell you that I think you've got one of the best Christian talk shows on the radio.
Wow, thank you, Stan.
Your guests are just out of sight. Hmm. You have good screening and good discernment, and I try to listen to you whenever I can. Wow. But I'm 71, a Vietnam veteran. I don't know what it is, whether it's genetic, physiological, but I can get fear just from thinking about something. Mm. And when I was about 7 years old, I had an abusive grade school teacher, and she almost killed me one day by beating me.
Wow.
And I think that's what started it. I think ever since then, because I was back in the 50s, and teachers were allowed to do that kind of punishment.
I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, it's I've been a Christian since 1973, and I have, I don't want to, I've just been aware of it lately that a Christian doesn't have this fear. He can, there's many tools, weapons of his warfare.
And, yeah.
Of course, there's healthy fear, but I just, I just wondered if her book would help out in this.
I definitely, I think it would, Stan. And I want to tell you, one of my guests this week, I don't remember which one, said that just because you have fear, it doesn't indicate a lack of faith. And I've been just studying brain stuff because I'm fascinated by it. And I also learned that post-traumatic stress can show up on an MRI of your brain. When you think of the trauma that you endured as a child, there's so many facets to the trauma that you endured when somebody should have been protecting you, was trying to hurt you in a terrible way. And then even being a vet, by the way, thank you for your service. I mean, you've been through a lot. And there's something physiological that's going on with you, I would imagine, as well. And I'm going to pray that God leads you to a counselor who can just lead you into the presence of Jesus so he can minister to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing to your listeners that are out there?
Mm-hmm.
The beating was bad enough. Mm. But when I came home and... it was like nobody stuck up for me. It was like,
wow.
See, if my dad would have went over there and would have, I don't care what he would have done. It was just like, well, you don't really count. And that was the beginning of all of this. I don't know how to explain it. It's that I've had all kinds of, and my sin patterns were terrible. Alcoholism and adultery and gambling, and they're just awful, awful, terrible.
Well, I'm praying, Stan, while you're in the land of the living, that you would have an encounter with the Lord Jesus in those memories, where he would see him step into those memories as a child, as a vet, as a sinner, where Jesus meets you and you see him wrapping his arms around you. You see him crying with you and speaking to your heart, because that is what Jesus does. He redeems us. He's a friend of sinners, and he's a God of justice, and he hates injustice and hates it when children are hurt. And so, Lord, I do pray for Stan. I pray, God, you'd lead him and lead a counselor or a friend right to him that could be somebody that would walk with him in this place and unearth some of these things so that they're unearthed once and for all, so that there's a healing in his body, in his soul, in his spirit, in his mind, in his memories, that he would get pictures of you in those places for what the enemy meant for evil, that he would see how you are going to turn them for good, and that your truth indeed can set Stan free, where fear is has no more hold on him, where he is once had fear, he has faith, where once he had loss, he has restoration and a sense of abundance. I just ask you, and I, all of our thousands of listeners, we lift up Stan together, and we ask you, do a miracle in his life, in his heart, because that's what you do. That's who you are. Do that for Stan, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Where can I get a book?
We got calls coming in. If you're able to hold and then give Carissa your address, we will get a copy to you, okay?
Yes, okay, thank you.
God bless you, dear Stan. I'm going to be praying for you. Wow, bless you. Okay, we've got an anonymous caller from Grand Forks who's been holding so patiently. Dear friend, thank you so much for holding. I apologize for how long you had to wait.
That's all right.
Tell me, thank you, by the way, bless your heart. What are you afraid of?
Death.
Lots of people are. Do you know where that comes from for you? Did you have a trauma, or is it just something that's just there?
I had diverticulitis in my intestine, and they had to do a CT scan, and they found all kinds of growths in my body, in my lungs, and they found a nodule on my thyroid, and it hurts. and they think it might be cancer. They think they might have to do an operation on my neck.
Mm.
And I'm scared of being operated on the neck.
Yeah. I can only imagine that. I would be too. Can I pray for you? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Well, Father, I pray blessing on this dear listener. And I pray, you know, we're going to err on the side of faith. We know things happen to us on this earth, but we also know that you're a God who performs miracles. So I just pray healing all over his body. I pray right now tumors and lumps and bumps and cysts would go away, dissolve, disappear, and be banished from his body. I just pray healing from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. I pray every system in his body, Lord, would work to support life and health. I pray faith would rise up where fear once was. And I pray he would get a sense of your presence in this place, that he would feel your grace. He would feel your kindness and your provision in this place. Give him peace that passes understanding, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, bud. Bless you. And we're going to try to grab Kayla if we can. Kim, if you don't mind, even though we're coming up close on a break. And Kayla, we might have to take our conversation over to the other side. We've got just a minute and a half or so to break. So I'd love to hear from you, though, and then we can pray on the other side. What do you got for us today?
Well, I have a lot of fear for my daughter, who's 16 years old, and we've had a lot of losses in our family. Five losses in our family in the last 4 years. But in this world day and age for our teenagers, she's got a lot of anxiety for the internet, what she's got to, you know, what she looks at and what she tries to become, and the school shootings and the bombings.
Yeah.
And she's a lot of anxiety. And she's like, why can't God just take care of this? Why can't he just make it stop?
Yeah.
And she questions. And that's where my fear goes, because she's got a lot of anxiety about what's going on in the world.
Oh,
that's my fear is.
I can't imagine raising a daughter in this world. So my hat is off to you just for that, as God, you know, has appointed you for such a time as this. But that dear girl, to have immediate loss and immediate family, and then see what she sees on the news, and then trying to measure up with the ridiculous internet. I'm going to pray for her right now. Lord, I just thank you for Kayla, this amazing mom. And I pray that where she has fear, she would know faith beyond her wildest dreams, where she would start to get laser-like focus and discernment and know how to pray for this dear daughter of hers. And I pray for her daughter that she would start to get laser-like focus too. Instead of reacting to fear, she'd respond to you. She'd hear your voice. She'd hear your words. She would get a promise from Scripture, and she'd grab hold of it and walk in it. And she'd actually become a source of encouragement for other people around her. Lord, I know this is a scary world, but you said be of good cheer, because we're going to be overcomers. So settle on Kayla even now. May she rise up and say, devil, not today. You're not going to bully me today, and you can't have my daughter today, in Jesus' name. And we speak that over Kayla's dear daughter. We pray faith. We pray protection. We pray courage and clarity for that girl. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Kayla, you can be mighty in this. I feel it as I pray for you. God's going to rise up within you, and you're going to be a force to reckon with as you pray for her and other girls like her. Thank you for calling. We got to pause here, but I see other calls coming in. It's Talk to Me Thursday. What are you afraid of? It's a good conversation. We'll be back in a minute. Fear. We are children of God. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And the question is, what are you afraid of? We've got a bunch of calls coming in. I'm going to quote from Jennifer Kennedy Dean's book. Listen to this, because I think it would help you have some self-compassion around your fears. She says, fear and worry can be signposts that identify areas of weakness in your life. But I don't mean character flaws. I mean places in your soul and personality that have been weakened by wounds inflicted or experiences that have left their mark. God wants to heal those and make you whole. Let your fear be God's great big flash sign that says, here, right here is where I want to work in your life. Isn't that good? 877-933-2484. We've got anonymous friend checking in from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, friend, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, Susie. My fear is, I'm on dialysis, and that's going well as far as that's concerned, but I have restless legs so severely that I'm afraid to go to bed at night because it wakes me up every single night. And I just can't get any relief. I've tried different medications, many prayers. My Bible study prays for me. And so far, but I found now that I'm fearing going to bed at night because of waking up and not being able to sleep. I'm so sleep deprived, and I just don't know where to go from this point.
That would be the most desperate feeling. Wow, I'm so sorry. Can I pray for you?
Yeah. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Father, I just want to thank you for my dear sister. And I know what it is to be sleep deprived. I know what it is to have physical things that interrupt your sleep, which then it's a vicious cycle because we don't feel well. I pray a blessing on this dear girl because your word says, Lord, you grant sleep to those you love. And I know you love her. Lord, it says, by your stripes we are healed. And you died for us. You rose again. And we pray, we call on your name, your promises, your power to heal her, miraculously heal her kidneys, heal every system in her body so it works towards life and health. And I pray to restore the years the enemy has stolen from her, redeem the time so she can sleep and sleep well and wake up refreshed. I thank you, God, that you're doing a new thing. I pray you remove her fear and give her faith. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, don't give up hope, okay?
I'll try not to.
Yeah, I know. I know from a different angle, but I know the struggle and the hurt. So I pray that God meets you in a profound way. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Bridget checking in from Ormond Beach, Florida. And again, Bridget, thank you so much for your patience and for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What are you afraid of?
As a child, I was always put from home to home by my parents. I never knew when I was going to see them. People that took care of me would be in my life and then gone, and I always thought it was my fault.
Wow.
And just people dying around me and nobody wanted to explain as a child, it created anxiety. And back in the early 70s, that wasn't diagnosed. And as I've gotten older, it finally got diagnosed, and it overwhelms you. It takes over with the fear of people leaving you or not coming back because you feel like it's something you've done, or death in general. Just in the last 4 years, I've lost my father to Agent Orange from serving in our branch of service in the Vietnam War. And within a year of that, of him passing away, I almost lost my husband twice. Once was with the old time whooping cough, and the other was he got severely hurt on the job and didn't know if he was going to make it or not, and in the trauma unit for 10 years. And I've become so fearful of him not being around anymore that it's hard to go to work. It's hard to focus, constantly calling and checking up on him.
Well, Bridget, that's a lot of loss. Have you ever talked to a counselor just to sort through some of these things? Because they're pretty major.
Yeah, I have seen a psychologist for almost 8 months now. He was wonderful. Unfortunately, he has retired, so now I have to wait and see who they replace him with. He was wonderful, and I had my doctor, my primary doctor, tell me, well, you might have what they call ADHD. And he's saying, no, it's your anxiety taking over.
Yeah. I'm not a professional, but
anxiety.
Anxiety can do amazing things, hard things to our cognitive function. And Lord, I just pray for Bridget. I thank you that you're the one who restores our soul. I pray, God, that you'd replace that counselor with exactly the right person for this leg of the journey. I also pray, Lord, you'd meet her in her private prayer life, in her devotional time, that you would give her anchor promises that she can hold on to and tether herself to, Lord, because it is impossible, Father, for you to fail her. I pray that would go to her core belief system, that people have failed her over and over again, and trauma has scarred her, but it is impossible for you to fail her. And I just pray as she draws near to you, she would sense you drawing near to her. And I thank you, God, that things don't always have to be this way, that you are going to lead her through the valley of the shadow and get her to the other side. I pray you'd instill hope in her right now. I pray that you give her clarity to see things as they are and not as they seem, because fear makes things seem different than they are. So give her faith, give her eyes to see and a heart to do your will and the courage to keep marching in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Bless you, dear Bridget. All right. We've got Cece checking in from Minnesota. Cece, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling in in regards to basically, you know, with prayer of agreement. It's not so much of something that I'm afraid of, but God has been dealing with me with my concerning my emotions, and basically why I've continued to get into like abusive relationships through years, and a lot of it is from unhealed wounds of things that have happened, you know, growing up as a child, and you know, marriage, and a lot of things that failed, and disappointments, and things like that. And so He has just begun to deal with me with that, and making me aware of the root of the problem, which is the unhealed wounds that I, you know, am open to Him to complete that work in me, and so that I can be the person that He intended for me to be, and that I can do the things that He, you know, purpose for me to do. So that's basically what I'm calling in for. I won't get into the details of the abuse, but I just came out of a relationship with a person that I believe that's a narcissist person, and I didn't even know anything about the traits of a person like that. But once he began to unveil that to me, then I began to get a lot of understanding. And so the root of that leads back to me. You know, there's something in me, not that other person so much, but it's something that he wanted to bring to the surface in myself that needs to be healed.
I'm so impressed with just your handle on what's going on. And I feel like your testimony is ministering to someone right now who needed to hear what you had to say. And it's like God has given you clarity, and He's showing you what He wants to show you. And I think whenever He reveals those things in us, His grace and His compassion and His strength come right in there to shore us back up and to strengthen us, because He knows where the broken down places in our walls are. And what those do is they give the enemy access to us. So He's showing you this place, we're going to strengthen this now. And that you have the courage to go with Him there is just beautiful, Cece. Thank you for your brave testimony. Really,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Wow.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you. You're precious. God bless
Someone
you.
Can pray with me.
Oh, I would love to pray with you. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
That the prayer that He would complete and bring this to wholeness, and, you know, where I'm whole in those areas so that I can love again, I can trust again, you know.
Yep. I absolutely love that prayer. Well, Father, we bring Cece before you, and I thank you for her courage and her conviction. And, Lord, I pray you just pour out an oil of gladness over her, an oil of joy, Lord God, that you take off clothes of mourning and give her garments of praise as she moves out of this season of hardship, of loss, of hurt, of abuse, and into a season of healing and restoration. I pray you'd restore her beyond her wildest dream, restore her in ways she doesn't even know she needs to be restored. And not only that, I pray we'd give her a platform to testify to what you've done so that she can help other people who are now where she once was. Thank you for Cece and your commitment to her and her commitment to you. We thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you so very much. I appreciate it. God bless you too.
Thank you, Cece. Thanks for calling. All right. 877-933-2484. Talk to me Thursday today on Live the Promise. The question, what are you afraid of? My good buddy Tom is checking in from Fargo. Tom, I can always count on you to call. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Susie. Hey, yeah. A couple things. One, at the beginning, you said you were nervous that no one would call, and I thought, who wouldn't want to talk to Susie Larson? My goodness.
So I always
Everybody
have to do a little arm
twisting,
but they I don't know about that. But I have to be real, because I do get nervous every Thursday when we do this. And so, and you know.
But everybody calls in anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm such a sissy. Anyway.
Anyway, you know, my thing was is a fear of failure. And I am working through it. It started, well, it started all my life. But fear is not a friend, but fear is something that has lurked with me all my life. And it's slowly going away, parts of it. And I loved your analogy of sticking a flag in the ground and saying, God is my anchor. Mm-hmm. And the fear will manifest itself. It is amazing in different ways. I just want to tell people that the enemy will attack, but lock on to God. Latch on to God with
Amen.
A bulldog faith.
Come
and
on.
He will deliver you. And the devil will really come at you at night so you don't sleep, so you come at you at during the day. He will come hard. But latch on to God. Just hang on. Just hang on.
Oh, thank you for the testimony. Thank you, Tom. You're a preacher at heart. You know that?
Well, it's because of you, Susie.
I don't know.
But anyway, we'll go into another time. But I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Someone needed to hear that. That's a fantastic testimony. We tether ourselves to God. We put a flag in the ground and we testify that God, if he's for me, who can stand against me? And fear is a liar. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. That was Tom from Fargo. We love him. All right, Carissa, she's a great friend who listens regularly from Denver, Colorado. We don't even have a signal out in Denver, but she listens online, and I just love that. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
I love working with you. It's such a blessing, but my fear that God has been shining the root on his light on the root of it is helplessness, and I'm pretty sure it stems from some childhood trauma issues. But I've been noticing over the season of my chronic illness that the times I'm most afraid seem to have to do with feeling helpless and out of control.
Yeah.
And I know that ultimately God alone has control over my life, but this fear has really controlled me, and just this desperation. And I think it also goes into a fear of death as well. Just of that feeling of helplessness, not of where I will be afterwards. And it's been pretty tough. Even like right now today, I'm having trouble breathing. And so that's constantly on my mind, and I keep trying to give it to the Lord. And the last couple of days I've been in just severe physical anxiety state, and that's been overwhelming. And I felt like I was drowning, and yet he hasn't let me drown, even though it feels like it. And I don't know when and how the rescue is coming. So just continuing to just cry out for him to remove these fears from me. And I really want to see the root issue of helplessness dealt with so that I'm able to overcome that going forward.
Mm. It's so hard to be chronically ill because, you know, those fears and anxieties are so intertwined with symptoms. And nobody understands that like people who walk through chronic illness, because it's such a mishmash of it all. And here's another quote from Jennifer Kennedy Dean's book. She says, "The situation causing you fear or anxiety right now is an opening for God to show himself strong on your behalf, and he delights in doing so. He's looking for opportunities." So right here is an opportunity for God to show himself strong. He's not going to let you go. And one thing I've been meditating on from Psalm 18, Carissa, is that he refuses to let our enemies triumph over us. Now, it feels like they're winning. And in Psalm 18, it says, you know, he attacked me at the moment when I was weakest. He confronted me in my day of disaster. He was an enemy too strong for me. But then there was a point where Jesus rolls up his sleeves. He reaches down from on high. He pulls us out because he rescues us because he delights in us, and he refuses to let the enemy triumph. So there is a point where he draws the line to say, this far and no more. And I don't get this. I have such a heart for chronically ill people, as you know. And I just know for me in this long spell that I'd have come through, the worst I feel like is over from what we can tell. Is that it really, really did foster a dependence on the Lord that, looking back, I know that could have been accomplished no other way. And I know you love the Lord that same way. And so, Lord, I just pray for Carissa. I pray in this place where she's even having a hard time catching breath, that you would be her breath, that she would feel you breathe life in her, that you would just cover her, that you would come alongside her in such a tangible way that she knows it's you, Lord. I pray peace that passes understanding. And Lord, anybody who thinks they're not helpless is deceiving themselves. We are helpless without you. We're desperate without you, but we've got you, and you've got us. You've got Carissa. You're holding her by the hand. You're not going to let her go. And we thank you for that. I commit her to you. And I do ask for relief from this trial. I ask you to break through. But in the meantime, may she know your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you,
you are
so
dear.
Much, Judy.
Someday I'm going to meet you face-to-face, Carissa. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I believe that. God bless you, friend.
Yeah, bless you. Bye-bye. We're going to pause here a little bit late for the break, but I wanted to pray for Carissa before we got there. When we come back, I'll play a few clips from my interview with Jennifer Kennedy Dean. And if there's time, I may play a portion of that song, No Longer Slaves. Maybe you need to hear that. I do probably have time to take one or two calls. If you want to still chat, we'd love to do that. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Is a fantastic song. I'm bopping around here to let the devil know, not today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. So every Thursday, pretty much, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and we issue a question, and they're never fluffy, always deep, because we want deep, gutsy, courageous conversation. And boy, today has been no exception. The question has been, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And I want to play a clip. I see a couple more calls coming in. We may be able to squeeze one to two more calls in. But I want to play a clip from my interview with Jennifer Kennedy Dean, where I asked her, what are some things we should know about our brain's response to fear? Let's listen in.
You know, your brain stores memory, stores information in very specialized, highly specialized locations in your brain. And so there's one location in your brain called your amygdala where all your emotional memories are stored. And every emotion is stored right there. And scientists have even discovered that that part of your brain that stores emotion, the memory of an emotion, that part is fully developed even while you're in the womb. But the part of your brain that stores facts is not fully developed until you're at least 3 years old. So you have emotions, and many of them fearful emotions. You have emotional memory stored in your brain that have no facts to go with it. And so what your brain is always doing is trying to find places to plug those emotions in. And so you develop habits of fear in things that might happen or happened once, maybe it'll happen again. And your brain is always looking for a place to plug in those emotions that don't have any facts associated with them.
That is mind-boggling. And I think we need to not rush by that too fast. You have emotional memories in your brain that have no facts to back it up. I mean, that could explain breakdown in many, many relationships where maybe one spouse says, you don't love me. And you're like, there's no evidence of that. I love you. I can't convince you enough that I love you. But if there's an emotion, if there was once maybe an experience that's made you feel not loved, there's no convincing you. I mean, so what does that person do who is saying such things and realizing, okay, I have an emotion that needs to be redeemed? What are the first steps?
Yeah, and the first thing I think is knowledge, to understand that, because here's how it feels. It feels as if you are responding to the present moment, and it feels as if the response you're having is exactly the response you should have. It makes sense to you. But if you understand that dynamic, you can begin to understand that you may not be. The emotion you're feeling may not be actually coming from the present moment. It may be coming from somewhere in the past, somewhere that you may not even have facts to go with it, or somewhere way in the past that that emotion has stuck with you. And here's the other way. Your amygdala keeps feeding you emotions. So when you begin to imagine a scenario that hasn't even happened, but you begin to imagine it. And a lot of times that's how fear is. In fact, most of our fears will never happen. And so you're imagining a scenario with the worst outcome, and your amygdala is feeding you emotions along with that imagination so that it becomes, again, real, feels real in the moment. You can actually feel the emotions of something that has never happened.
Wow. That's just a portion of my interview with Jennifer Kennedy Dean. And if you do a search on our website, if you want to find that, just search Jennifer Kennedy Dean. You'll find the topic on fear. The whole thing was that good. All right, we've got Susan checking in from Bloomington. Again, this is Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're my guest. And the question today is, what are you afraid of? Susan, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I felt kind of silly bringing this up, but my fear is kind of the idea of a fear of succeeding. I've been through a lot of stuff with my husband had cancer for 9.5 years, and during that time we had children, and he passed away 6 years ago, and had to go through a lot of very traumatic things and difficult things, as you know, you would imagine. But God is bringing me through this place of healing, and he's been amazing, and yet I'm fearful of doing well, of succeeding. I had a counselor that used the words learned helplessness before, and I guess, not that I want to be stuck, but that idea of what if I do really well, and then everybody expects that of me all the time.
That's not silly, Susan, first of all. But I'm just wondering, just going to ask, could some of that be rooted in being successful without your husband? Does that feel like an internal betrayal somehow?
No, it's not. It's more about expectations, like from me, or if I'm thinking I'm somewhere that maybe I'm not there yet. I'm having a hard time coming up with the right words. But
so do you feel like it's more about expectations others might place on you? So if you have if you're successful in some kind of way, because people maybe have known you as a widow. So if you rise up, you'll feel like there'll be expectations that you can't sustain.
That's part of it. Yes. That's a big part of it. Is that sustaining of it. I'm just a very weak vessel. I have some mental health challenges, and I have, right now my kids are teenagers, and one of them has some mental health challenges, and I don't want to have unreasonable expectations myself and then feel like I'm failing others or God.
I need to jump in,
and
because
I don't
really
let anybody down.
I'm going to pause here because I want to make sure I have time to pray for you, but I think you might be looking at this too big. As far as a success in too many areas, I would ask you to ask the Lord, do something impossible in and through me and help me cooperate with you. And then keep just doing the next thing, because faith is what pleases him and the grace will be there. And then before you know it, you'll have a mountain under your feet. You know, I mean, we all have areas where we're successful and areas where we fall apart. I'm a complete failure in the kitchen, but I'm okay with it now. You know, I think that if you think of it too big, you'll put too much pressure on yourself. But we are coming right up to our end of show, but I'm going to pause and pray for you. Okay.
Okay.
Father, thank you for my dear sister, Susan. And I pray that you would download an amazing, impossible dream in her heart. Show her, Lord Jesus, what you want to do in her and through her. Give her the grace to take the next step and the next step and the next step. And I pray with every step, faith would rise. With every step, grace would abound. And she would start to see that she's partnering with you, that it's in our weakness you show yourself strong. You're the one who gets the glory. The expectation is on you. The hope is on you. And we aren't here to fulfill the expectations of people. We're here to glorify your name. So help her to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear Susan. I dare you, pray and ask God to do the impossible in and through you, okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Well, here we are at the end of the show. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.